66. Coming up next, it's Mountain Edition.
Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 85 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
The Kentucky Salado Wildlife Education Center is hosting a hunting and fishing day on Saturday.
Kentucky's Department of Education says schools are preparing to be short-staffed.
A new Kentucky state law requiring schools to have In God We Trust passed the General Assembly.
The Kentucky State Fair is accepting job applications.
In sports, a University of Kentucky official says the school won't be expanding alcohol sales.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, partly cloudy with late night showers and thunderstorms, low of 66, chance of rain is 50%. Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, especially in the morning, high of 82 with a chance of rain around 40%. Wednesday night, clear with a low of 63. Thursday, partly cloudy, high near 88.
The Kentucky Salado Wildlife Education Center is hosting a hunting and fishing day on Saturday. Jeff Roberts is a conservation educator for the center. He says there will be several hands-on activities for those in attendance.
It's a great way for people of any age to get hands-on instruction in a safe and fun environment. We will have air rifles. We'll have 3D archery. We will have archery trap shooting, casting, fishing, and then we'll have a presentation on hunting dog and a elk feeding with our elk herd.
Roberts also says it is a good opportunity for beginners of all ages to learn about hunting and fishing. The event will run from 11 to 3 at the Salado Center in Frankfort, and admission is free.
With summer break coming to an end, Kentucky students are preparing for school while the state's Department of Education says schools are preparing to be short-staffed. WKYT reports Lexington alone has 380 instructor positions open, with schools set to start August 14th. Education Commissioner Dr. Wayne Lewis Jr. says the ongoing teacher shortage crisis is setting school districts in an urgent search for teachers.
Every day should be urgent for us, to be frank with you. We're talking about thousands of slots, but if you're talking about 10 slots, you're talking about somebody's baby, somebody's child, who's going to show up for school and not have a qualified teacher.
The state says the problem has been growing for 10 years. If a school does not have enough staff, it is at the hands of the superintendent or principal to find a solution within the school.
Big Sandy Community and Technical College students now have another scholarship opportunity to offset the cost of college with the recent donation of $21,300 from the Justin T. Chaffin Memorial Scholarship. The Daily Independent reports the scholarship will be awarded to students pursuing an Associate of Science degree who also reside in the five-county service area of BSCTC, including Floyd, Johnson, Magoffin, Martin, and Pike counties. Dr. Sherry Zilka is the president of BSCTC. She says the Memorial Fund helps to assure that his memory lives on through the success of young scholars of Central Appalachia. For more information or to donate to the Justin T. Chaffin Memorial Scholarship, contact Kelly Martin at 606-886-7358.
Pikeville community members are donating to students as the new school year approaches. The Wesleyan Church held a school supplies drive on Sunday to give kids in need pencils, cases, notebooks, and ice cream. Marcia Thacker was one of the organizers of the event. She says putting together an event like that is difficult, but she enjoys helping in the community.
We just want to share that. We want to share the love and share what we can give to them. And then just to see their faces light up when the backpacks were given out, just knowing that maybe we helped just a little bit. And hopefully we started their school year out on a good note.
A similar drive was held 5 years ago, and members of the church were happy to have another.
A new Kentucky state law requiring schools to have In God We Trust passed the General Assembly earlier this year. The American Civil Liberties Union opposes the new law, saying the motto display endorses religion. Danny Atkins is the superintendent of the Floyd County School District. He tells WYMT his schools will be in compliance by the first day.
The new initiative that's going into effect requires every school district to place In God We Trust in every school. They require that it be placed towards the front of the building, somewhere in the vicinity of the front office. They hold prayer services at the flagpole, which are student-led.
The cost of the signs is around $25 and must be placed somewhere prominent in each school.
The University of Kentucky is receiving criticism for being short on beds just weeks before classes resume. The shortage will place resident advisors in rooms with new incoming students, a move change that has RAs concerned about the ability to do their job properly. UK spokesperson Jay Blanton tells LEX18 the problem comes from record numbers of students.
It's a combination of two or three issues. One is record first-year enrollment, so we're going to have about 200 to 300 more students this year than we had last year. Record number of students who were here last year that want to come back and live on in residence halls again, so almost 2,500 students.
Blanton says the number of students changing their mind to live in dorms over the summer played a role in the shortage as well. UK is working to resolve these issues by the end of this week.
The Kentucky State Fair is accepting job applications. WMKY's Lucia Hennenberg has more.
Hundreds of temporary positions are open for the State Fair in Louisville. The event takes place August 15th through the 25th. WKYT reports officials began accepting applications on Monday for admissions, operations and maintenance, groundkeepers, and housekeepers. Pay starts at $9 an hour, and applicants must be at least 18 years old. Online applications can be found at kystatefair.org. For WMKY News, I'm Lucia Henneberg.
Following two mass shootings over the weekend, a Kentucky gun shop owner is talking about online gun shopping and mental health. People are wondering how these people are obtaining their guns and how they're able to buy them online. LEX 18 spoke with Bud's Gun Shop and Range General Manager Derek Osborne. He says it's time to focus on mental health issues.
If you've got other countries out there that are having gun stores and they're selling firearms and they're enjoying sporting activities related around firearms and not having as many issues as we're having, then what's different in the United States? And it's that mental health, the hatred right now that we've got going on, it seems to be.
In both of the weekend's tragedies, both guns were purchased online.
Kentucky's chapter of March for Our Lives will hold a vigil outside Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's Louisville office tonight for victims of the weekend shootings in El Paso, Dayton, and Chicago. March for Our Lives is a student-led demonstration group that sprung up in the days after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. In response to a rash of shootings this weekend, the organization will hold the event at 8 p.m. Tuesday. According to LEX 18, they are calling the event a vigil of remembrance and change, demanding the Senate Majority Leader call up SB 42, a Senate bill that would expand background checks on firearm transfers and prohibit transfers between private parties unless certain conditions are met, up for a vote. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is sticking to his attacks on casino gambling, though he has not provided a source for his claims. WUKY's Josh James has more.
In a radio interview earlier this week, the Republican said that every night in America, somebody, quote, takes their life in a casino because they've wasted the last semblance of dignity and hope they had, end quote. Bevin responded to criticism, telling WDRB,
"Have you ever seen a suicide hotline or a gambling anonymous hotline at the end of an ad for something associated with gambling? Why do you think those things exist? I don't need to clarify it. I'm stating a fact."
Bill Miller, who heads up the American Gaming Association, has called Bevin's remarks, quote, patently false and irresponsible. Bevin has downplayed expanded gaming's ability to potentially bring in money for the state's strapped pension system. His Democratic opponent, Attorney General Andy Beshear, supports expanded gambling. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A federal judge has ruled on evidence that prosecutors can present when the trial begins next week for the father of Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes. Former state Democratic Party chief Jerry Lundergan is charged with making illegal contributions to his daughter's 2014 U.S. Senate campaign against Republican Mitch McConnell. He has pleaded not guilty. The Lexington Herald Leader reports the judge ruled last week that evidence of Lundergan making alleged illegal contributions to his daughter's 2011 and 2015 campaigns can be admitted. Lundergan is not facing any charges in those campaigns. Judge Gregory Van Tatenhove said evidence of other contributions benefiting Grimes would help complete the story of the alleged 2014 conspiracy. Jury selection is set to begin Thursday, and opening statements are scheduled on August 13th.
Finally, in sports, a University of Kentucky official says the school won't be expanding alcohol sales this upcoming school year, despite a new Southeastern Conference alcohol policy. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller reports.
The new policy allows individual schools to decide whether to sell alcohol in general seating areas. University of Kentucky Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart said the school doesn't want to change the general seating environment, instead preferring to keep it family-friendly. The school already sells alcohol in premium luxury suites. Barnhart says he will continue to listen to fans on the issue. He adds the school will monitor how public school sales go in conference schools that have decided to sell, but that he doesn't want to reevaluate the issue every year. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks jumped, rebounding from their worst day of the year after China's central bank indicated it wanted its currency to trade at a higher-than-expected level against the dollar, which eased tensions about the nation using its currency as a weapon in the trade war. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 311.78. at 26,029.52, the S&P 500 was up 37.03 at 2881.77, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 107.23, finishing at 7833.27. Some of the stocks that led yesterday's sell-off, such as Apple, Micron Technology, and Nike, were among the best performers today. Apple and Micron both gained more than 1%, while Nike advanced nearly 3%. And of course, China's central bank set the yuan's official reference point at stronger than the key 7 yuan to the dollar point today, which helped calm currency markets. And of course, the currency markets were put into turmoil yesterday when the yuan first hit 7 to the dollar. And of course, going forward, stabilization of the currency is going to be considered a very key thing from the standpoint of the markets. And of course, yesterday, the U.S. equity markets saw their worst trading day of 2019, with the Dow dropping 767 points and the S&P dropping nearly 3%. And, of course, the markets were reacting yesterday to the currency crisis in China. The sell-off in stocks really began last week when President Trump announced new tariffs on Chinese goods. Market reaction became much more negative, obviously, this week because of the currency situation. And, of course, yesterday the Treasury Department in the U.S. designated China a currency manipulator, a move that has not been seen since the Clinton administration. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow said that Trump is still open to a trade deal between the U.S. and China and would be flexible on tariffs. In the commodities markets, oil was still weak today, showing a loss of 1.8%, finishing at $53.69 a barrel. Gold was up 0.5% at $1,484.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak, with the Stock 600 index down 0.5%. In Asia, stocks were also weak, with the Nikkei down 0.625%, and the Shanghai Composite down 1.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General up $1.81 at $134.46, Marathon Petroleum down $1.06 at $49.61, PPL Energy up 60 cents at $29.58, UPS up 15 cents at $1.15, and U.S. Bancorp up 49 cents to finish at $53.54. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins. Now back to All Things Considered.